Hey there, I'm Sandy Scarlatta, and welcome to the Happiness Solve podcast. Twice a week, we explore the journey to finding true happiness by sharing inspiring stories, practical tips, and insightful conversations with some of today's leading experts. But we don't just scratch the surface. We dive deep into the real grit of what it takes to live a genuinely happy life. Whether you're looking to improve your well-being, enhance your relationships, or simply add more joy to your life, you're in the right place. So grab your favorite beverage, get comfortable, and let's dive into today's episode. Because happiness is a choice, and the choice is yours.
Happy Kristen. I am so excited to see you today. You're just so delightful. You've got this like ray of light, just like, and your smile. Your smile is incredible. It's infectious.
Oh, that's so sweet. I'm so excited to be here today. Your podcast is one of my favorites. Like, I just love your focus, and my world has been around helping people live a life they love, you know, and just like,
yeah,
like squeeze the joy out of life. Right. So I'm excited.
Yeah. So excited to have you on. I love the name of your company, Elevated You. You've got, you're the co-founder of GoBundance, which just sounds incredible. We're going to talk about all of this, but I love having a platform, and we were talking about this before I hit record, that I've really dedicated this show to giving people a voice, the people that want to get their voice out there, and also to make a declaration for all the celebrities out there, stop starting podcasts. You're taking my listeners away. No, I'm just kidding. but seriously, like on the podcasting front, I've been doing this. Like it's been a labor of love. I'm in my fifth year now, you know, and I started out with like 150 followers on Instagram, no audience at all. So like when you start something from that organically, and I've been able to get it to like 120,000 downloads a month, but now I'm trying to push the needle. But like every day, another famous person is starting a podcast. And I'm like, dang it, you know? I don't have that audience yet. I'm still building it. But anyway, you know, it is what it is. And I'm so excited to hear about you. So I was reading a little bit on your website, and you were saying that like you reached a point in your life. I think it was, you said like something in 2007, you reached a point in life. Can you talk about that? Like, what was that turning point like for you?
Oh my goodness. Well, I think that, you know, just early on, being a woman in business, you know, I was told like, you know, whether you work too much, you're not going to have a meaningful relationship. Like, how are you going to get married or have kids? Like, you travel too much. Like, you're always on the go. And there was always this part of me that was like, wow, like, what am I going to choose to sacrifice? What am I sacrificing? And, you know, and at that time being young, I was like, I don't care. I'm just going to go, go, go. And I sacrificed my health and I sacrificed my relationships and I sacrificed, and not intentionally. I was just like chasing this shiny object, you know, called success or what I thought it was, and absolutely hit a wall. You know, I was exhausted. I was lonely. I'm like, what did I do? Like, people that love me now are just like, Kat's just this workaholic. You know, I had achieved like all the levels in our company that I broke the records fastest into blah, 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 you know, all the things. And I was just so unhappy, you know, and there was a point there where I realized, wow, like we can't scale alone. You know, and this is whether it's in your personal life, you know, in your business world, the greatest leaders understand that it takes a team to go out and make big things happen, you know, and we can, that's how we scale. You're right. You can't do it all yourself. Like I got to a point, I was working 16 hours. I'm like, I want to double my business. Well, I can't work 32 hours in a day. So it was really learning how to work less, like be smarter and starting to really focus on the things that matter. You know, I had to do a life audit and really go, okay, what's important to me? You know, like, does my calendar reflect that? Because I could tell you all day, oh, this is so important. My family's so important. And you look at my calendar and you're like, well, when the heck are you seeing them? Or, you know, what are you doing to fill your spiritual cup? And what are you doing here? And a lot of things had just gone down the wayside, you know? And so I really had to do an audit and go, well, what is important to me? Right. And what am I doing? Like, how does my schedule reflect that? What am I choosing to do to honor these things? And whether that was my health, you know, my mindfulness, that was my, you know, how I ate and actually doing meal prep or ordering food, you know, that was getting enough sleep. And that was setting aside time to play, to meet up with my girlfriends, to go to a dance class, you know, to have a date night, and incorporating these things, knowing that like, those were the things that were most important. And God forbid, you know, unfortunately, and I talk about this in my book, my sister passed unexpectedly at 29, right? It was a car accident.
Oh my gosh.
And she was in the peak, about to finish her PhD, teacher of the year in Florida, just one of the most beautiful, incredible women. And who would have ever thought like that?
Yeah.
It was a shock. But it also made me really think about, okay, even more important, right? Like, I feel like it kind of layered. Like, for me, I hit that wall in 07 and I started working on that. And then, you know, 6 years later, my sister, you know, passed away. And that was another wake up call. Like, holy crap. Like, am I living the life that I want to live? If my day ends tomorrow, you know, how do I want to be remembered? Am I in alignment with the things that are important on a day-to-day basis? And just really started being a lot more intentional, you know, and it was like, how do I live? Like, I want to design my life, right? Exactly how I want it. I don't want to chase this and that. I don't want to be influenced by all these different things. I want to get clear. And that was the time of that life audit to also just get really clear on what do I want, right? What's important? What do I want? And then how do I want to get there? Because there are a lot of different ways to get to the same destination, you know,
that's and right.
Looking at like, is this method or is this vehicle, right? Because we all have different vehicles, whether that be jobs or connections, is this vehicle still serving me or is it time to upgrade vehicles? Right. And so that was a big part of my life there and making some big shifts. And I can go on and on, but I'll pass it back.
Oh my gosh. Well, I wrote down, you'll see me looking down a lot because I take notes to because I will forget, you know, I suffer from that CRS disease, you know, we all start to get as we age. And I've been struggling with this for a couple of years now, and that is doing it my way because I've had so many people in this industry, especially, you got to do this. You have, this is what you have to do. If you want to get more followers, this is what you have to do. And I reached a point last fall where I was like, I don't even know what to do anymore. And I literally almost took off.
Analysis paralysis comes in too. And you're like,
right. And I literally like hit a bottom. You know, there's lots of different bottoms. I've hit rock bottom, like big time. It wasn't like a rock bottom, but it was a bottom. Right. And I've had to do that life audit and really focus on values. Like what is important to me? And I've just made a decision, like I'm going to do this my way. And I'm probably going to make mistakes and that's okay. But if you want me, you know, post pictures of myself in sexy outfits and this and that, I ain't going to do it. I turned 60 this year and I've got a pretty freaking rocking body. Okay. I'm proud to say, right. And I was telling my son the other night, cause there's another influencer out there who I met years ago at a conference and she's a beautiful woman. And she posts videos almost every day of her flaunting around, you know, shaking her butt and like doing all the, you know, moving her body and this and that, you know, showing like, look, you can do this too. I'm 63 years old. This is what you can do. And that's really awesome for her. And I said to my son, I was like, what would you think if I did that? He's like, oh God, Mom, please don't, please, please don't do that. And I'm like, the thing is like, that's not me. It would be so inauthentic.
That's exactly
and like, but I've been told, well, you've got to do, and I'm like, no, because if it's not authentic to me, I'm not going to do it. It's just not doing it. I'm not going to sell my soul to get more followers or whatever. Right.
But like, your energy also shines differently when you're like in your truth and when you're in alignment
right.
with who you are and what's important to you and what you believe in and however, whatever processes you do. And when you're trying to be someone else or do it like them or act like this or act like that. Like your body knows like that's not in alignment.
No.
You don't vibrate at the same frequency, you know, that
that's right
into the world. So
yeah. And you know what? Like let me just as a footnote, like I'm not criticizing that influencer. She's a beautiful woman and that's her jam.
Yeah.
Right? It's not my jam. Right. Mm-hmm. And that's what we have to the discernment there. So I also wrote down, you know, there's something that everyone strives for, right? And a lot of people don't even realize what that is. They just know every day they wake up and they're like, there's something missing in my life. And I don't know what it is. I can't put my finger on it, but there's something not there. When you go to your website, KathyKristen.com, you say, lead with purpose, thrive in business, flourish in life. And I wrote that down before you joined and I put, next to it, that's what everybody strives for, but they just don't realize it. They have no clue. So can we talk about that for a bit. What does that mean for you, and how do you help your clients achieve that?
Yes, absolutely. This is, I mean, my everything in my world, and at the top of my website, you see like live a life you love, you know, is really centered around. And when I look at, you know, when people are going out to, you're going to run a business, you're going to like, what is the purpose? Like, what is the deeper thing that's going to wake you up in the morning? Because there's one, oh, make money, provide for my family. Great. That is a need, but that is not a purpose. You know, that is not a driver. And when things get tough, there needs to be something deeper that motivates you and like what you're doing and the impact you're making. You know, like I'm a purpose-driven leader. And so when I work with people, you know, I want to dig in, and I only work with people who are purpose driven. You know, if someone's just running home, if we are in alignment and we are on purpose and we are taking care of ourselves, oh, the money is going to come. Like it all flows. Like you're putting out incredible energy. So we don't have to, that comes as a byproduct. If you're just chasing money, that's not my ideal, you know, client. And so I want to know why. Like, okay, you want to do this. Why do you want to do this? And why is that important to you? Right. And then why did that?
Why are you here? Why are you here today? Why is it important for you?
Yeah. And those, I call it my three whys test, you know, but I'm like, well, why does that matter? Okay. And then why is that important to you? All right. And then what's important about that? Right. And when you start getting into that, you get into the real things, and it's like, well, this happened when I was younger, or I saw this, or, and you start seeing, you know, more of what really matters to them, what really lights them up. Right. And I think that and knowing like, okay, if I, you know, passed away unexpectedly, you know, like my sister did, like, did I lead with purpose? Did I show people like what was in my heart, like what I wanted to share with the world? We all have something within us that the world needs to know about. You know, we all have different gifts and talents, and it's really hard sometimes because you start playing the comparison game, and it's really hard with social media. It's a really cool thing to be able to connect with people around the world. It's really hard to be playing this comparison game where they're only posting like images and you have no idea what's going on behind. They could post picture, and after they posted that picture, they could be bawling in a ball because they're absolutely depressed, but they can't show the world that. And it's so sad to see that. And so it's knowing like you cannot play a comparison game, especially when you don't actually know what's going on in their world, you know? And so,
oh my gosh,
go inward and go, okay, what is important to me and what matters to me? And is what I'm doing in alignment with that is huge, you know? And I think that when you have your purpose as to why you are wanting to do that business, or why that matters to you, who you're honoring, or how it's going to support, how it's going to help people. Maybe it's something that you're building that's going to be able to impact future generations or create generational wealth for your family and completely change the lives that they've lived, right? Like just completely change that trajectory for them. And really, you know, to me, most importantly, it's about flourishing in life. Like who gives a crap? Like, oh, you're so successful. You've got all this. You're lonely. You're unhealthy. Nobody likes you. Like you hate your life. There's so many people, and you know, being a life coach for so long that, you know, could have everything in the world, have the house, the job, the this, the that, they have all the things and they're unhappy. And they're not flourishing in their life. Like they're miserable, they're depressed, whatever it is. And it's really sad to see that, you know, because they never really thought about like what lights me up, what makes me happy, what's important to me, right? And how can I go into the world utilizing that passion or that purpose or that drive? And it doesn't have to be. I think the other thing is, I think people are looking for this huge thing. Well, I don't have this huge, like to me, and I said this to a friend, like, oh, what do you feel our purposes or your purpose? I'm like, I feel like our purpose is to find what makes us come alive and go shine.
Yeah.
You know, and for some people it's dancing, and for some people, and it's like just bringing joy through movement. And for some people it's, you know, educating in this way. And for some people it's being an engineer, solving problems. And, you know, we're all wired so different. And unfortunately, like the school systems, like society, like they put people in this box and they, you know, teach it, and people don't all learn like that. They don't all thrive in that way. They don't all thrive in that type of learning environment. And so we can't forget all of that, you know, but being able to go, okay, like, what do I want my life to look like? And I think that that's not encouraged enough. You know, it's like, okay, you go to school, you get good grades, so you can go to college, get a good job, and, you know, and then work versus going, what makes me come alive? Like, I think that this is where life gets really fun and exciting, when we can actually take time to sit and go inward and think about like, what actually like makes me smile? Like, what are things that when I'm doing them, I feel like I'm shining in the world, right? Like it just makes me come alive. And again, that answer, for some, it's healing others. You know, for some, right. it's performance arts. You know, for some, it's accounting. I have a friend who's like, I love being able to help people with that. And like, I know how stressful it is for them. And that's like a gift that she has. And she loves serving in that way. And that makes her so happy to see people's face like, oh, when like they just were, you know, crossing their eyes, trying to do their books. Right. And so I'm just sharing that, you know, simple example, but it doesn't have to be like, I'm going to go cure cancer or I'm going to go do this. And I think that sometimes we get caught in that comparison game, and it's really going inward and going, what lights me up? You know, what excites me, and how can I, what can I do in this world? What problems can I solve? How can I help? How can I support to really feel like I'm contributing? Because I truly do believe that as human beings, we're wired for contribution. You know, we are wired to
for sure.
We're wired in contribution. And when we're doing that, there's this higher level of significance that we get. That's like really beautiful, you know, that, you know, it can go negative too, where people are just too significant driven. Right. But there's this beautiful place of just like, wow, like I'm making an impact, or I'm being able to use like my gifts that God's given me, because we all have different talents, different things inside of us that we get to show up with, you know? And so
it's
taking time to think about those things and going, huh, like what are things that I'm really good at? I don't think we praise ourselves enough, right? I think that for whatever reason and whatever condition, he's like, oh, that's not that big of a deal. And women are huge on this. You know, it's like, oh, you're no big deal. You know, like, no, it isn't. Like, heck yeah, I'm great with people. Or like, I love, you know, being able to, I'm great on stage. Like, own your strengths is a big thing that I encourage people, because stop downplaying things. Like, it could be small, celebrate it and help others see the things in them that they can be celebrating. If you're downplaying everything, that's the model. That's the example you're setting for other people, and you're not allowing them to celebrate the greatness within them. And instead they're downplaying and not feeling like they're that great, right? Like, it's so
sad. Well, I think the key here is having that accountability partner, such as hiring a coach, or if you can't afford that, there's plenty of people out there that would be thrilled and flattered to mentor. Yeah. And the thing is like, when you're in your own head and you're thinking about, well, do I want to do that? And you're comparing yourself, like you were talking about,
right?
You're not able to see it. And, you know, when you talked about the kids, you know, they're all, you know, they fall into that trap as well. And let me just give you a great example. And this was with my son, and his father is a lawyer, and he made a decision that he was going to be a lawyer too, because his father's a lawyer. Mm-hmm. And so there's a lot more to this story that I won't go into because we don't have time. But when he was going to college, he picked a major that would help him succeed in law school. And I was, because I know my son, and I raised my son by myself. Okay. His father wasn't around for 8 years. So I'm like, I was a legal secretary at 18, 17, 18, 19. I married my ex-husband when he was 1 year out of law school. I know what these people do. And I said to my son, I'm like, this is not for you. I am telling you it's not. And so he had to go 5 years of college because his major was so hard. And when he finally was able to have a face-to-face conversation with his father, he was like, I don't want to be a lawyer. And his father's like, don't, like, I don't want you to be. And now he's in recruiting, which is what I did. And I knew, I wasn't like suggesting that he would go into recruiting, but he just kind of fell into that. But that's the perfect role for him. And he absolutely loves it because he's helping people. He's got the personality. And, but see, that was another instance, at least with kids, what I'm getting at with kids, because they're still developing, you can still work with them and get them on the right trajectory. As adults, because we have so much childhood trauma, so many stories, there's a lot of layers that you've got to peel away. And that's why having an accountability partner will help you to see what you don't see for yourself.
Absolutely.
Because that's what you want. You want somebody to look at you and say, this is what I see in you.
Mm-hmm.
And you find somebody who's done it before you, who's achieved, who's overcome, who's got the resilience, the grit, whatever, that somebody that you connect with that can see what you're not capable of seeing because you're too close to the situation. So, mm-hmm.
Yep. So important. I mean, this was something I didn't even realize the magnitude. I think I always knew it. I preached it, but I didn't realize how huge it was when you actually had people that with love, you know, could see your blind spots and point them out, because we all have blind spots. I don't care how successful somebody is. We all have our blind spots. And that's something that I have been blown away the last 5 years, you know, with GoBundance Women, like just the support, but it's like having this board of directors in your life, but having that uplifting accountability to move further faster. And like, wow, we've all done so well on our own for so long. And all of a sudden you add this extra piece of this like weekly accountability on like action items, what we're working on, whatever we're doing. And holy moly, like how much faster we're moving together. And not just from the accountability, but also from people that are living in abundance and are willing to share. They know there's more than enough to go around. And so whether it's sharing their wisdom, sharing their resources, sharing their connections, it's incredible. And like you said, there are people, whether you're in a mastermind, you have a coach, or maybe in your church, or you find a great mentor, you see, who can I bring value to? Be an apprentice for a season and say, how can I bring value to this person? Because I just like want to soak in their genius, right? And that might cost you nothing. They might pay you even, you know, to help support things. And you get a chance to, even through osmosis, right? Like people you spend time around, you start soaking in how they think, how they act. It starts conditioning you, which is a reason when we're little, right? Parents like, don't hang out with them, right? You're going to become like them. And so let's use that to our advantage and be intentional about it and say, well, if I become the average of the five people I spend more time with, like, let me booby trap myself into success and go, okay, who are the five more successful people that I know? And how can I go spend more time with them? Or who is someone that I want to be like? And how can I just get in front of them? Like, what can I do? It makes a really big impact.
Yes, beautiful. Well, you casually dropped GoBundance, and that was what I wanted to talk about next. So can you just dive into more of what that looks like for women?
Oh, yeah. I mean,
I love the title, by the way, GoBundance. Like, that's awesome.
Yeah. As women, I feel like we've, you know, suffered in silence for so long. You know, you see everything, like I said, the image, and, you know, I was raised that way. Everything needs to look all like this. And behind closed doors, it was a freaking mess, right? Or whatever was happening at home. And I'm like, I don't really like how this feels. But a lot of times, because we're balancing so many more things. Because as, and especially if you're a mom and want to be a mom, and you're a spouse, a mom, and that's a full-time job in and of itself. And then
with a woman with what, three kids under five and an 8-month-old baby. Hail to the chief here.
It takes a village, but it was realizing, wow, we try to do this all on our own. And don't realize, you know, that when we're in community, like one, we were made to be in community. And when we're in community and when we're working together, it's unbelievable how we can support each other, you know, and it's not about you or me and having to step over someone to get to the top, but going, okay, if we come together, it's not just 2x, it's a multiplier factor, you know, it's like a 10x. We bring your genius, my genius, our connection, like, oh my gosh, like what's created. And it's been so beautiful to watch. And we formed this group initially out of just being tired of doing it on our own. You know, I was in my mid-30s. My partner was in her late 40s. And she jokes around, like, you know, there was a chapter in her book called, like, it was about loneliness and learning to accept it as a female at the top. You know, because at the time, like, there weren't other people like us or thought like us or driven like us or doing things. Or so it felt, right? In our world, at home, like a lot of our friends, we just outgrew our friends or have different priorities. And it was hard to even celebrate big wins, you know, as we were building. And if you own a business or you have a buyout or we had a, you know, $7 million year or $10 million year or even much bigger than that, you know, with some of these companies that these women have, and being able to celebrate, you know, these different milestones or and it feels weird sometimes with friends to be able to share. It feels like you're bragging, or they're like, oh, well, good for you. Or, you know, where we almost had to like play, like put ourselves a little bit smaller, like play smaller around the people that we know and love the most. Like, what the heck? And so it was like, how do we find other, like, how do we connect with like-minded women who are heart-driven, conscious leaders, you know, who want to get back? And really, there's six pillars to our community. It's uplifting accountability, contribution, thriving relationships, fun and adventure, health, being, you know, like just really vibrant health, and passive income. And passive income is a huge thing we talk a lot about and share resources, because we want people to have more time for the things that matter most. We don't want them having to trade time for money. We want to make sure that they have money working for them while they're sleeping, while they're hanging out with their grandkids or kids, you know, while they're doing all the things that they're passionate about. having that time and money freedom. And so the group is really a mastermind. It's a cohort, but I look at it as like this sisterhood, where we really do move further, faster together. And we all have different areas of genius. You know, there's just so many different professions, yeah, backgrounds. And it's so neat to get to learn from each other, and all ages, from like 30s to 70s, learning from each other, wow, growing together. And it's so beautiful. I'm like, if the world could function like this and understand the generational, like all the things we could learn from each other, you know, it's not like, oh, they're outdated. It's like, well, what wisdom does this 70-year-old have that I don't, yeah, know? And our 60, 70-year-old, what wisdom can I learn from these 30-year-olds who are already multimillionaires in their 30s? Holy crap. Right. What can I learn from
exactly
them?
Exactly.
And it's a beautiful, beautiful thing. So thank you for letting me share a little about it. But we're really blessed. And it's a community that keeps growing. And it's really helping women have it all. We're like, how do we have it all? How do we scale without sacrifice? You know, and
I love it.
That we have the right teams, the right support, the right structures.
Oh, that's beautiful. Beautiful thing. All right. Last but not least, let's talk about your book. Your book, what's it called?
Yeah. So, yeah. You know, Life as a Masterpiece, it. Design and Live a Life You Love. This was a passion project for my great, great, great grandkids. That's who it was for. You know, I had a buddy of mine challenge me and say,
talk about future casting.
Yeah. I've been very blessed to work with youth for over 20 years as a manager for Cutco and Vector Marketing. We run a leadership academy, work with the colleges, high school students. And it's something that God put on my heart many years ago. And I love being able to impact the future generations. And I had a buddy of mine that challenged me to write a book. I'm like, I'm not a writer. I'm an educator. I'm a speaker, you know, I'm a motivator. And they said, okay, great. Well, how are your great, great, great grandkids going to learn from you? Aren't you all about legacy as well? And I was like, ooh, that hit home. So I took the challenge. I said, hey, I'm just going to challenge you. Like, this is a way that the future generations of your family will get to still learn from you, you know? And so yeah, I set out to do that. And I'm very proud of this, but it really was just for my family. And I'm so grateful that so many have gotten a chance to have a blessing from it. And the first third of the book is all about what do you want and why do you want it? A lot of fun exercises and pause and reflect to get you thinking about things. The second part of the book is how do you get it, right? The nuts and bolts. And that's what I get paid, yeah, for, the strategy aspect of things. I'm a strategist for sure. And then the last third is how do you sustain it, right? Because life happens.
Yeah.
And we know there are challenges and we know there's going to be adversity and we know these things will happen. And so what are we doing to handle our internal worlds? What are we doing to intentionally mitigate, you know, what might be coming at us in the external world, or have a shield up where we can really handle these things, right? Mentally, emotionally, spiritually, physically, being able to take care of those things. So it really is like a blueprint. Like every chapter has a design exercise at the end of the chapter that build upon each other. So I set it up so that it would be like a blueprint and they have like, you know, what to go do. I'm an action oriented person. So I'm like, I can motivate. Great. But I want you to go get stuff done. So here we go. What do we need to do? So yeah, that's
awesome. I love it. I love it. And obviously you can get it on Amazon and probably your website as well.
Absolutely. And I have my website. If you scroll to the bottom of the website, there's a link there too. So
perfect. I wrote down future self and I was like, wasn't able to weave it in, but I'd like to just bring that up right now because I feel like writing that book, because you said it's for your great grandchildren, that like maybe that was your future self having some influence on you. And it's interesting because I'd never really heard of that concept until I was working with Jen Gottlieb and Chris Winfield at Superconnector Media. I was in their media mastermind for like 18 months, incredible people. And she talks about that. And it's interesting because my first book, which is a novel for young adult fiction, in that book, it heavily talks about what is your younger self? Like the character looks at this little girl and who's her younger self and says, how did we get this way? Mm. And I think that's a very powerful tool. However, what I've learned is that when you kind of meditate and you think about your future self, that's almost, especially like for me, it was a perfect timing to learn about this concept. Mm-hmm. Probably not new, just hadn't come across it yet, because I had peeled so many layers away that I needed to heal that inner child and get mm-hmm. through that work. And now it's all about, like, what would my future self, you know, when I get to the end of my life, like you were talking about, like if we died tomorrow, have you done all of this? What type of things, like, would your, like, how does that work in with you, like thinking about your future self?
We've got one homesick right now, so I apologize. But, you know, when I think about where I want to be, like when I think about myself, I always like to look 10 years from now and I'm like, what does it look like 10 years from now? I'm meeting somebody that I haven't seen in a while. We meet at a cafe, we bump into each other at a cafe and we're like, tell me about these last 10 years. What's happened? What have you created? And thinking about what does you blank point oh, you know, feel like? And for me, it was like, oh, this like slower pace where, you know, my past self was like, go, go, hustler, let's go get it done. You know, and now this past year, there's been this shift into my feminine energy on a whole other level. And it's been a transition.
Well, because that's where we are energetically. It's the feminine energy is coming in a mm-hmm. very big way right now. Yeah.
And it's beautiful. And it's realizing, so I had this journey in the fall in this meditation, and it was all, the theme of it was all power awakening in the feminine. And it just like blew me away. And thinking about, you know, when you're at the place where you're just so proud of where you've gotten, you know, like who you are, how you show up in the world, what it looks like, what are you doing? What do your days look like? How do you get to serve others? How do you get to impact? How do you get to enjoy your family? You know, and thinking about those things, it's you're giving your mind these beautiful images that it knows, it's giving it like a bullseye, a destination to go to, you know? And so call it manifestation, call it this, but just taking time to really think about what is me in 5 years, 10 years? Like I wave a magic wand and I'm living the life of my dreams. What does that look like? You know, and then what can I start doing today? What little steps, what little actions can I start doing to start living in that way? Right. And sometimes it's hard and there's blocks because you're like, but I don't have the money to do this. Right. And it's like, okay, well, how can we find free ways to do that? Right.
Right.
How can we, like, oh, I have let's say a trainer that comes to my house several days a week, you know, to help me with it. Well, can you start a accountability workout group in your neighborhood where people come over and you guys are in the lawn doing yoga? And like, that's the first version of that. Right. But 5 years from now or 10, you have a paid person that comes and is doing everything for you. But finding those little steps that are in alignment with that future dream. It's like, this is going to evolve, you know, into that and starting to take the steps now, right? I think that we wait, oh, one day I'll get there. But we take no steps towards that direction. And so then we never get there. Then we're, you know, in our 60s looking back going, what the heck happened? And like life just flew by and you were going on autopilot and in reactive mode versus stepping back, thinking about what you want things to look like and making decisions with intention to get to where you want to go, you know? And I think that future self activity and really thinking about, you know, me when I'm at my best health, or me when I'm, you know, in that loving relationship that, you know, if that's something that you aspire to, or me when I'm, you know, in blank in business, or, you know, have my company is doing 10 million plus a year, or then I'm able to sell it, or, you know, whatever it is, what does that person act like? You know, how do they treat others? How do they show up in the world? Because that's something simple everyone can start doing now. It does not cost you anything to be a great person. It does not cost you anything to take time to take care of yourself. Because I will tell you, the most successful people take time for them first. And they fill themselves up. And they serve from overflow.
That's right. And that's for sure.
And yeah, you can say, well, they pay for that. You can start simple and start meditating. You can go outside. You know what? Grounding is free. Take your shoes off and go outside.
Take your shoes off and walk in the grass.
Yeah. It's free to do that, by the way.
Oh, and by the way, on YouTube is a free educational platform that you can just type in whatever topic and you have free information. I taught myself how to watercolor paint by just watching YouTube videos because I can't find a freaking adult art class in Washington, D.C. metro, in Virginia, where I live. Like, there's nothing.
It's unbelievable now with technology, the things that we can learn, how we can educate ourselves. And so, you know, start doing a little bit every day, you know, like look at the different areas, the gardens of your life and what's most important. This is a huge thing we do quarterly, you know, in GoBundance. Everyone can do this. It doesn't cost anything to do this and really look at, okay, what is my personal, like the relationships that are important? Where do I rate them right now? All right. And then what's something I can do this quarter or this month to elevate that? And maybe it's go have lunch with mom that I haven't seen in a while. Or maybe it's, you know, put together a family party just to like Friday fried rice. I used to do this and I'd have everyone bring an ingredient to throw into fried rice. We'd make a big thing, Friday fried rice at our house, and we'd have 18 plus people come over, right? And so thinking about what are ways that I can create community, you know, because relationships are important. And then health, what can I do? What's something I can start doing to impact my health? You can put yoga on YouTube and have a great yoga class with a free instructor right in your living room, right? And going and thinking about what are some of the things. I can make better decisions on what food I put into my body. That's going to do something very different to my body, right? And so just look at what are the things, like think about what are the things that are important to you? You know, for me, it's my health, my relationships, you know, my business, our adventure. We love to travel, you know, spirituality and really being connected with our creator and what can we do there, you know, mindset with my kids in the mornings, like, you know, we actually have not done a good job this week because of everyone being like sick and passing it around. But I love like putting on morning affirmations. We did breathing today. We put breathing with Sandy, but just breath work this morning. And my 2-year-old was like, I'm like, he kind of looked like he was in hyperventilate, but he's getting exposed young, right? To the power of breath work and how to self-regulate and how to calm your nervous system. And so just start thinking about like, what are these different parts physically in your life? What are things that are emotional that make you happy, that are important to you? And how can we start doing a little bit more of that? You know, maybe you're like, I want to learn how to ballroom dance. Great. Start with YouTube, learning basic steps to like Latin ball dancing. Again, you can do that at home, right? Or if you have the funds and you have the ability, you go get an instructor or go to a class, right? You can do group classes are cheaper and then you've got private classes, but there's levels to everything. And I think that sometimes everyone's like, well, I can't do this, but it's like, but you could do this and get really good at it and then go here. And then maybe you can teach other people what you learned and charge them $10. And now you can afford to pay for a group class to get the next level for yourself. And then now you could, you know, and so just, I think that we limit ourselves as human beings when we're just looking at where someone is over here and forgetting that the journey that it took to get there, you know?
That's right.
I'd say to anyone listening, like one, be kind to yourself, you know, and celebrate the small wins and look for ways to just make a little inch of progress, because an inch, and you just keep going an inch, you're going to go very far. But you got to take that step. And even if it's only an inch for, like, oh, an inch doesn't matter. Yes, it does.
Yes, it does.
That up over time. And I think that we forget that. So
that was
a huge, huge thing. I know I kind of digress there, but that's just something.
You know what? It was perfect. And before we wrap it up, what I want to say to you, Kathy, is I am so just proud of you, for lack of a better word, because we've just met, but I love what you're doing with your children, because I remember I read a lot of really bad parenting books, but the one line that I learned, and it was the most important, it was something like, your kids are going to be watching you even when you don't know they're watching you. So watch what you say and watch what you do, because they are watching you all the time. Mm-hmm. And they're going to pick up on it. And I'm getting chills. You doing breath work with your children, like, what a gift to be exposed to that at 2 years old. He's not going to remember it, but you keep it going. It's just going to be a part of his daily life. Like, breath work is the most important thing we can act. I mean, even studies are showing even more now, like the incredible thing, and it's free. And my gosh, it takes a minute. Do 10 deep breaths. You know, I mean, my son has pretty bad anxiety, and I would be like, breathe. And he'd be like, he would just get into that mode, and he'd be like, and he'd be like, okay, thank you. Cause he would forget in the moment that he needed to breathe and that would calm his anxiety down. So, you know, more people and more parents need to remember that, you know, your kids, like, this is our future for the children. Mm-hmm. And so,
yes,
to you for doing that with your children. I love it.
Well, thank you. I've been blessed to have a lot of great models, and watching parents that I admired and how they spoke to their children and how they did things. Mm-hmm. And that was something I was told, but I watched, I'm like, wow, like they are copycats, right?
They
like
are copycats.
Little. I never taught him to brush his teeth at 1 year old yet. Or like, there were just certain things. Like, I remember there was a toy and it looked like a Q-tip. And my son grabbed the toy and then he goes, oh, and I'm like, I never taught my son to use a Q-tip, but like they watch, right? And they're seeing things. And so, you know, I had a mentor that challenged me. He's like, hey, what can you do in front of your kids so that that's like their norm and they're exposed to these things. So for us,
that's right.
Morning affirmations, you know, deep breathing, we're doing yoga in the morning and moving our bodies. And they're hilarious. My 2-year-old, my 5-year-old, and they're just kind of like, who knows what they're doing.
That's awesome.
Size. I'm like, just move your body, you know, but
I remember, yeah. Oh my God, Kathy, I remember the first time when this really hit home for me, I don't even think my son was 2 and he picked up something that I'll just use my phone. He thought it was a phone and he was mimicking me and he was just walking around pretending he was talking on the phone. And I'm going, what is going on here? And he would just walk around, you know, not even saying anything because he couldn't really talk that well, but he was just mimicking me talking on the phone and walking around in circles, right? And I was like, do I do that? But that was the first thing I was like, wow. Like that's something that I didn't even, you know, I'm not even paying attention, but he's over there playing, but he may be playing with his toys, but he's watching the mama. He's watching the papa. What are they doing?
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
And that comes to, and I close out with this, anything you do with intention, you know?
Yeah.
Whether it's for yourself and reprogramming yourself the right way, or if you have children, modeling, you know, I think that unfortunately, or fortunately, I don't know, we do a lot for others. We do more for others than for ourselves.
Which is
but, you know, I'd say get intentional about where you want to go, you know, what kind of life you want to live, what kind of experiences you want to have. And even though they might feel far out of reach for some of you guys right now listening, you know, like what baby steps can you start taking towards that, you know, and things will get, once you celebrate, you're like, wow, we got here. And I didn't even think we'd get here. Like that momentum of the celebration and of the seeing like, wow, this could become a reality. It's magical to watch that process. And when people really can break through because they say, you know what? I know, here's what it's going to take. Now I'm just going to focus on my weekly thing, my weekly action. I'm just going to walk 3 times a week. And then after a month or two, then I'm going to start jogging or I'm going to incorporate bicycle. And then I'm going to walk and then I'm going to sprint for 10 seconds. I'm going to walk and we keep doing that. And all of a sudden, 6 months later, you're like running miles when you couldn't even run, right? Or you've totally gotten into shape. And I love seeing these videos of people that are like, you know, have been trying to lose weight forever and all this stuff. And then all of a sudden they're like an Ironman's and like, but it was just because they said, you know what, today I'm going to take this step, even though it hurts, it doesn't feel good. I don't know that it's going to go anywhere, but they just commit to the actions and whatever it is that you want to do, like commit to a small action every day it'll stack and some magical things will happen.
Oh, for sure. I remember running 3 miles with a friend and she goes, okay, next week we're going to run 4. And I go, I'm not running 4 miles. Well, guess what? About 16 months later, I finished the Marine Corps Marathon and met all of my goals. And so, because it's like, she's like, slow down. Like there's ways to do it. And so I love it, but it's just setting that goal and baby steps for sure. Kathy, we could just talk for hours here. So great. Oh my gosh. Thank you so much for joining us today, folks. Check out KathyKristen.com. You can also, in the show notes, you'll find her links to her Instagram, which is pretty much Kathy Kristen, but you'll be able to find her. All right, folks. Thank you so much for joining me today. I hope that you and your family are happy and healthy and that your lives are filled with peace, joy, and lots of abundance, we'll say. Take care, everyone.